Thank you so much for taking the time to come in today. Yeah. I will have you both go ahead and give an introduction if you'd like.
Okay, so my name is Nina Hurd. I'm with Friends for a Better Buffalo Incorporated. We are a nonprofit, and we are so excited to be rolling out the red carpet for our teachers, our educators, our support staff, and administrators in the city of Buffalo on May 2nd, 2020.
Okay, we will talk more about those awards as we go on. Thank you so much. All right, and Dr. Nevergold, I know you've joined us many times in our studio.
Yes, I am Dr. Barbara Seals Nevergold, and I'm a former Board of Education member, Buffalo Board of Education member, and I'm so pleased to join this committee, Excellence in Education. I mean, it really is an important activity that is being undertaken by the group, and I'm just thrilled to be a part of it.
So let's talk about first about this Facebook campaign, a different educator for each day of the month in Black History Month, right?
Absolutely. So with February being Black History Month, we thought what better way than to celebrate our Buffalo educators who have set the foundation for the current educators. And with Dr. Nevergold's Uncrowned Queens Institute, we were able to pull from her database and find educators already there. And so we're doing this Facebook social media blitz so that we can help people understand that there were people before the current educators who set history, whether they were teachers, whether they were superintendents, whether they were working for the Board of Education. We have all of that highlighted for the entire month of February for our residents here in Western New York to see, and actually across the world, right? Facebook is worldwide, so.
And what's the backslash again for people who might not find the page on Facebook?
Absolutely, it's Excellence in Education Awards Buffalo.
Okay, and of course, Dr. Nevergold, we have to address that you are one of the featured educators in the campaign. You have dedicated your life to education here in Buffalo. Mm-hmm. I understand you're a graduate of both Buffalo State and University at Buffalo.
And the Buffalo Public Schools.
Right, and Buffalo Public Schools.
Don't forget them.
Former school board president.
Correct.
So what do you hope people take away from your story and your, you know, lifelong commitment to Buffalo and education in the city?
Well, I certainly hope that they take away the fact that education is so important and so crucial for our children at every time in the history of African American people. We saw and still see education as the key to opening doors for opportunity, the keys to opening doors, you know, for success, for the future into the next generation, then the next generation. And I want to say that wearing my other hat as the co-founder of the Uncrowned Queens Institute, the fact that what we have done is to collect the biographies of educators, but also of people in every walk of life, men and women who we call uncrowned community builders. And the fact that their story, I think, as Nina said, really tells the story for young people that you have a long history of individuals that came before you, you know, who really paved the way for you. And now it's your turn to step up to the plate.
Do either of you want to, you know, highlight any of the educator stories that you've found most impactful or any of your favorites who have been featured this month?
Oh, my gosh. You probably, because you have, you know the history, yeah. Barbara, but well, so many. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, there are so many. I would say Dr. Lydia Wright.
Yes.
Actually, we have a school named after in Buffalo. Mm-hmm. And she was not an educator, per se. She was a physician. She was a pediatrician. However, she came to Buffalo. She was not a Buffalo native. And she got involved with education, and she got involved with the school board, and she was on the appointed school board, the first African American to be appointed to the school board, and then on to the elected school board. So she, you know, was really instrumental in the desegregation, you know, fight. And so, you know, her story is, you know, really one that's impactful when we look at early educators. We have some others, we probably don't have time to go into it, but I think if people go to the website, and certainly if they go to the Facebook page, they will see the stories of these educators somewhat truncated on the Facebook, but then when they go to the webpage, uncrownedcommunitybuilders.com, they will find the full story.
What I also like about our Facebook posts is because we can encourage young people that success does look like them as well. I partner with a good friend of mine, Jennifer Parker, on a program titled exactly that, Success Looks Like Me. And these Facebook posts let our young folks know, hey, we had some great people in history who became principals, who became superintendents, and if they can do it, we can do it. One particular person, Terrence Heard just showed me, is Annie Cannon Beal. She was black. Her efforts helped increase the number of black school principals in the 1970s. And so imagine that in the 1970s, how many principals were becoming in the Buffalo Public Schools. So if she could do it back then, our young people can do it now. Our current teachers can become principals as well. So I think they just set the foundation. So
right. And I was taking a look this morning through some of the educators who have been celebrated, and they were all pioneers in their field, whether as an administrator or a teacher, principal, you know, what have you. So of course we know that, as with any Heritage Month, Black History Month is not enough to recognize and celebrate the contributions of African Americans, you know, to this country, to Buffalo. But, you know, what do you hope for this campaign, that, you know, it can make some kind of inspiration, you know, for current students, as you said, Nina?
Yeah, like I said, the main thing really was to show our younger generation that they too can be successful in education and go to the highest heights. No matter what their background is, no matter what side of town they live on, that they too can be successful in education. And so I'm just hoping it's encouraging those, because we know our generation, our millennials, they're on social media, so they're seeing this.
I think the other thing that too, that's important, when you mention Black History's kind of being relegated to one month, the fact that we really should emphasize that Black history is American history. Yes. And so not only African American youth are being exposed to these stories and these histories, but also youth from, you know, other diverse communities, other ethnicities, so that they get an opportunity to see that individuals in the African American community were contributory to the whole school district.
Okay, so I understand that this Facebook campaign is all leading up to the first Excellence in Education Awards Buffalo.
Tell me
what those are. How can people, you know, submit nominations?
Again, we're so excited to roll out this red carpet for our educators, our teachers, for our resource officers who work in the schools, for those counselors. We're a support staff. And so people can nominate those individuals, those unsung heroes. They can nominate them by going to www.friendsforabetterbuffalo.org. And so that's the best way to really show thank you to those who go above and beyond to make sure that we are producing the next leaders for the city of Buffalo and Western New York.
And what's the deadline for submitting nominations?
Yeah. The deadline is February 28th. And I'll tell you, because I forgot it was a leap year, actually, we can push it out to February 29th.
Okay, great. And can you give me a preview? The awards are going to be held in May, is that right? What's
Absolutely.
Expected for...
So the event, with our title sponsor being Roswell Park, we will hold the event at Hone Auditorium, and that's part of the Roswell Park campus on May 2nd, 2020. We'll kick it off with a red carpet stroll at 5:30. Then we'll go into a VIP or reception at 6 p.m. And we'll culminate with the actual celebration, award celebration, at 7:30 p.m. And so we're looking for it. It's only $25 for a black tie event. So that's pretty awesome, right?
Yeah, it's a
pretty
good deal.
And we're trying to do it very similar to the Grammy style type of feel and atmosphere, excitement. And so we're looking for everyone to come out and help celebrate those unsung heroes within the Buffalo schools, public, private, and charter.
That's great. We have awards for music, for film. You know, why not have these great awards for educators too?
Absolutely.
Nina's husband, Terrence Heard, an at-large member of the Buffalo School Board, also joined us for this conversation at WBFO. Anything else? Any other comments you'd like to share at all? You know, what to you is the significance of doing this campaign and highlighting these educators who have shaped history?
Being a former educator in the Buffalo Public Schools, I see the need to recognize the teachers and the support staff that's inside the schools that put in the hard work and work with our children. I've seen teachers retire year after year, and not receive any recognition, you know, for the work that they've done. But all over the country, you know, you hear people always talk about, you know, the work that one teacher did in their life, you know, that supported them, that gave them that inspiration to move forward. And I believe this is the perfect opportunity for us to finally in the city of Buffalo recognize these teachers for their accomplishments, support staff for standing by the children, those volunteers that come into the schools that work with the kids, that's there to edify and move forward, you know, through all the troubles and tribulations that goes on in our lives, you know. And our kids today have a lot tougher task than it was when I went to school. Due to all the gang violence, sex on TV, everything that goes on that you hear about that they have to face right now. And so what we want to do is make sure they get the best possible education, make sure that we can give our kids the best possible pathways to go forward. And there's people out there that's doing that day in and day out, and some not get paid a dime for it, but they go inside those schools and volunteer. There's teachers out there that their heart bleeds for their children. And so we want to make sure they get recognized for their efforts finally.
Absolutely. Thank you for those comments. Yeah. And we have, you know, there's so much to be said on this issue, but one thing we haven't talked about is all of the research that shows that greater diversity among teaching staff benefits all students, not just African American or other. Is there anything you'd like to add on that, Dr. Nevergold?
No, I think you're right to point that out, that, you know, sometimes we forget that there are people, as Mr. Hurd said, in our lives who have made quite an impact on us. And we don't really realize that, or they don't realize that until much, much later. And it's not necessarily you know, a person of the same race, the same ethnicity. It could be someone completely different. Mm-hmm. It's the fact that that person listened to you, that person spent a little bit more time with you, that person made you feel valued and appreciated, and that you were not, you know, not only special, but that you were capable. And so that's what we want to recognize, again, that it's not necessarily the ethnicity of the person. It's not even the job that they're in, because this award is for people throughout the system who have contributed to the education of children. And so, you know, that's important to communicate, that it's the human factor that we're looking for. And that's what will be recognized, the human factor, the relationship that has been built between a child and an educator.
Okay, thank you. Well, I think we'll end on that note. Thank you so much, all of you, for taking the time today and coming into our studios.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.